וזה אוזניים קוריסו לי, לפוסק זה, ופירש רשי, השם, you carved out, ears, you gave me ears. And Rashi HaKodesh says, asisem chalulois lishmoya. Hashem, you made my ears hollow for me to be able to hear. Shebinefloisecho machshevoisecho hanoirois, osiso tachbulois koele, ad asher oznaim korisoli. With your incredible wonders, Hashem, you gave me ears so that I have the ability to set the goodness and the sparks of Kedusha that are inside of me have the ability to hear, to listen to the words of the tzaddik. Heim gam heim yi oznaim chalulois lishmoya koel divrei atzadikim amitiyim. My ears are hollowed out to be able to hear and receive the words of these tzaddikim that should go inside of me and wake up that toiv that's inside of me. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues right after that, Oz omarti, hine bosi b'megila sefer kosov olai, shenisoirarti takef. As soon as this happened, as soon as these words, these diburim of emunah, the tzaddik, went into my ears, I woke up immediately. I was inspired. V'nisratzesi loshuv liskarve lechon. And I was willing to return to you, Hashem. I was willing to come close to you. K'meshapirush Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. Ki b'megila sefer kosu voloi, haynu shekol megila sefer sheba'olam b'chulam kosu volai. It says, in the books, I find things written about me. Which books? All the books. Wherever I read, I find things that are talking to me, that are turning on that toiv inside of me and reminding it that it's really toiv. Bekulam kosov olai lohoidiali ma'alosi. All of those books are speaking to me to enlighten me as to my importance, how important my neshama is. Loireini, to wake me up, to inspire me. Lohitzieni mikol ha'makom shenafalti bohem, and to help me get out of all of these muddy, filthy places that I fell into. Ki nimtza kosov b'chol asforim sheboilam hepech tousi. Because in all the books of the world, I find things that enlighten me, that are the opposite of my mistaken beliefs. Afilu b'asforim shelakum. Even when I read secular books, even in those books, I find things that are inspiring me to want to return to Hashem, to want to come close to Hashem. As we mentioned earlier, kanal. Mikolshkin v'kolshkin b'sifrei Yisrael HaKadoshim. How much more so when I look into Jewish books, when I look into Sforum of Torah, shebevada yechonu limtze bohem kol echod hefech to'usoi v'avolav shnis bohem. Every single Jew looking into the Torah has the ability to find things that are the opposite of his mistakes and the foolishness that he's fallen into in this world. Even though at times the Yetzer Hara confuses a person, to such a point where when a person is learning Torah, he finds ideas and concepts that are the opposite of what Hashem wants him to really do. There are people who learn Torah and the Torah misleads them, misdirects them. They find in the Torah things that they think, they interpret it in such a way that they end up going against Hashem. Ki loy zocho nase samoves. Because the Gemara says in Yuma Dafayim Beis that if a person is not privileged, then when they learn Torah, the Torah is a poison to them. It's poisonous to them. V'tzadikim yelchubom u'poishim yikoshlubom. The Pasuk says, no, she'a yudalid, that tzadikim will walk in the path of the Torah, and they'll walk a smooth path, u'poishim, but the worst, the major sinners, yikoshlubom, will stumble with the Torah. The Torah will help them stumble. Avol b'koyach ha'tzadikim, she'echoylum ledaber l'meirochoik, however, through the power of the tzaddikim, who have the ability to send their words far away, to reach that toiv that's trapped among the goyim, even among the idol worshippers, so that they'll find in their books things that contradict their faith, mikolshkein v'kolshkein, and how much more so, shehatoiv hakovush bagolus ben Yisrael yatzman. The goodness that's not by the goyim, but rather the goodness the pintaliyid, the spark of Kedusha that's found in the Jews themselves while they're in Golis, while they're living in all kinds of crazy places, you know, places that are far from Torah and everything. Bevada yuchal limtzei v'lirois b'chol asforim eitzeis amitiois v'niflois hepech to'usei v'avolav she'enissa adheina. That goodness, those Jews will certainly be able to find in the books that they read things that wake them up, that get them to start questioning themselves. What am I doing? Where? And start this search, which will eventually lead them to come close to Hashem. V'zehu b'chinas b'megillah sefer kosev olai, she'b'chol megillah sefer, all books, all scrolls, are all kosev olai, they're all talking to me. I'm able to find messages inside of them that talk to me. Lazkireni, to remind me, or the Oireni, and to wake me up and inspire me, lo shevelov, to return to Hashem, v'akoil b'koyach hatzadik meral. And all of this is through the power and through the assistance of the tzadikim. Shaizeh oz omar hinei bosi, l'kabbalah Torah b'chol davador, lo shal Hashem izborach mikol makom shehu. Through that, I say, Hine Bosi, I've come back, I'm returning to my people to receive the Torah. When? Bechol dor vador, in each and every single generation. V'losh v'lashim izborach, and to return to Hashem, mikol makom shehu, from wherever a person is at. V'zehu, now the next part of the pasuk, lasois retzoncho elokai chafotzti, Hashem, what I really want is to fulfill your will, your wishes, and your Torah is in my kishkes, is in my intestines. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'soyroscho b'soich me'oy." Pirush Rashi, "Kol ma'acholai al picha." When he said the Torah is in my kishkes, he meant everything I eat is according to you, Hashem, according to your Torah. Haynu b'chinas achila digdusha. The pasuk there is referring to a person who eats properly, bigdusha, shehu tikkun hamizbeach, which we learned earlier is synonymous with tikkun hamizbeach, because nowadays that we don't have a beis hamikdash or a mishkan, the Gemara says shulchanoi shelot am mechaper kemizbeach. Our table, the food we eat, is the karbonos, is the mizbeach. Shenase al yedei hagerim ubalei tshuva. The tikkun hamiz, this achila digdusha, is brought about when you have Geirim and Balei Tshuva who come and join Klal Yisrael. They bring about Tikkun HaMizbeach or Tikkun HaAchila. Shenas Na'idei B'chinas B'Megillah Sefer Kosev Olai. And how are Geirim and Balei Tshuva initiated? By finding in their writings, by finding in all kinds of Megillahs and Sefer Kosev Olai, that it's speaking to them and it's causing them to start scratching their heads and thinking, what am I doing here? Who am I? What? I don't belong here in this tumma. Shemoitzin kosuv mafoyrosh hefech deyosem avuchos. They find written in the secular books or in the religious books of the goyim. They find things that are opposite, that are contrary to their beliefs, their confused beliefs. Shaydezen is oyrin. This is what wakes them up and gets them to return to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Lasis Ritzon Chalakai Chafotzi, Hashem, I really want to do your will. Vaideze v'soyroscho b'soich me'oi. Shekol ma'acholi al picha. And through these Geirim and Balei Tshuva coming and joining Klal Yisrael, which brings Tikkun Achila, Tikkun HaMizbeach, when there's Tikkun HaMizbeach, v'zoich et Achila digdusha, shu Tikkun HaMizbeach, shaydeze nishlam hasechel. Which is what leads to Shlemus HaSechel. Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in Likut Yirmiyah, he gave an example. The Gemara says that one of the rabbis of the Gemara, somebody asked him a shaila, and he said, I can't answer you. I didn't eat beef yet today. So we see that when a person is zoche to tikkun ho'achila, they're zoche to Shlemus HaSechel. All of this is brought about through the benefit and power of tzedakah. That's what generates a clearness and a stillness in the air, which is what allows us to broadcast the words of the tzaddik and Hashem's righteousness, the Torah, to multitudes of people. to inform all and to enlighten everybody about faith in Hashem. This is what the pasuk says there. Bisarti tzedek bekohol rov. I told over righteousness to a large gathering of people. Tzidkoscho loichi sisi b'soich libi. I didn't cover up your righteousness, Hashem, in my heart. Emunoscho tshuoscho omarti. I spoke of your faith and your salvation. Rav Nosazal says, Bisarti tzedek daiko. Tzidkoscho daiko. Look how the pasuk says, Bisarti, I told over tzedek. Miloshin tztoko. In the schus of the mitzvah of tztoko, that's what makes it possible for the words to really be far-reaching. That's what enables me to speak about Hashem's emuna and Hashem's Yeshuas. And my words should go far. When the mitzvah of tzedakah is being performed properly, then you have the ability to enlighten the whole world about emuna. We had learned earlier that when a person gives tzedakah to the right person, to an oni hogun, they generate this avir hanach vazach. And then Rabbeinu Zal also said there that we know today there are many poor people, etc. But the one of the most important points here is that when a person gives tzedakah to the tzaddik, to the true tzaddik, the tzaddik is a composite of all the souls of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara refers to him many times as he's equal to 600,000. So when a person gives tzedakah to the tzaddik emes, then it's like they're giving tzedakah to 600,000 people. So they're generating 600,000 units of avir hanach vazach. So that really makes the words of the tzaddikim to be able to be far-reaching. Exactly. And this is why one of the major highlights of Matan Torah, when Hashem was broadcasting live from Har Sinai, you know, big time, what was the last major important event before Matan Torah? Yisroi came and converted. The whole parshas Kabbalah Satorah nismach leparshas Yisroi shnizgayer, and the whole Ten Commandments, the whole parsha of Kabbalah Satorah is written right after Yisroi coming and joining Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar Kabbalah Satorah hu al yedei agerim shenasna b'chinas hanal, because the main ability of Klal Yisrael to really receive the Torah properly and to its fullest is dependent on gerim, which are achieved through the process we spoke about, through tzedakah and through the other things we mentioned. Ki ikar kabbalas haTorah hu al yedei agerim, because the main kabbalas haTorah is dependent on gerim coming, shenasma yedei b'chinas hanal, which are generated through the different procedures we spoke about, v'chein b'chol dor v'dor. And the same thing holds true in each and every single generation, that in order for Klal Yisrael to experience Kabbalas HaTorah, to really receive the Torah in its fullest, in its proper way, the more Gerim and Balei Tshuva that come and join, they bring about Shleimus HaSechel. They bring about the Hizgalus of this Oyer HaTzadik and the light of Hashem in the fullest way. The ato meyushov umekusher hetev mikra hanal. Now we see the flow of that whole pasuk in Tehillim. Zevachumin cho loichof atzto oznaim korisoli. Shelechoyra ein loy chibur smichus klal ma inyan or oznaim korisoli lezevachumin cho loichof atzto. Hashem, you didn't want our korbanos. You gave me ears. What does one have to do with the other? You gave me hollowed out ears. What does hallowed out ears have to do with not wanting korbanos? Achal pianal mevur heitei. But based on what we just explained, you'll understand it very well. Ki medaber le'inyan tikun hamizbeach. The pasuk over there is speaking about tikun hamizbeach. She'ikar tikun shleimusoi einoy al yedei korbanos. The main tikun and shleimus of the mizbeach is not from korbanos. Ki kol zman she'ein mesaknin hamizbeach al yedei gerum u balei tshuva, Ein hakorbonos chashuven lefonav yisborach klal. Because so long as we don't affect the tikkun hamizbeach by bringing in geirim and balei tshuva, Hashem isn't in, the korbonos are not so important to Hashem, are not so significant to Hashem. Ki zevach reshoim toyeva. Because the pasuk says, Mishlei Chof Aleph, the sacrifices of reshoim are despicable. So Rav Nosson Zal says, zevach, bringing korbonos, reshoim, while there's still reshoim around, toyeva. Hashem ain't interested. That doesn't turn Hashem on. When you take Rishoim and you make them into tzaddikim, when you're zecha to extract the ra, the toy from the ra, you're zecha to rescue those sparks of kedusha, you're zecha to be machzir people betshuva, and we're zecha to see geirim coming and joining Klal Yisrael, then the korbonos are very special to Hashem. Alkein Iker Tikkun HaMizbeach Rak Al Yedei Bechinas Oznayim Korisali. Therefore, the main Tikkun HaMizbeach is through the fact that Hashem has hollowed out my ears. Shasisem Chalulo Is Lishmoya. That Hashem made our ears hollow to be able to hear. Vaydeze Mizgairin Geirum Balei Tshuva. We learned in Likut Imran over there, how do Geirum and Balei Tshuva come and join Klal Yisrael? When the words of the tzaddik reach their ears, they go into their ears and they go deep inside of them. That's what brings about converts, balei tshuva, and that's what brings about shleimus hamizbeach. Ve'oz achar kach bevadai chashuvin hakorbonos lefanav yisborach. Then the sacrifices are very important to Hashem. Me'achar shekvar nishlam tikkun hamizbeach al yedei hagerum ubalei tshuva. Once you already prepared the mizbeach completely and you were misaken the mizbeach through the geirim and balei tshuva, now go ahead and bring sacrifices on it. Now it's ready to receive the sacrifices and for Hashem to enjoy the sacrifices. Interesting, it just came to my mind that Parshas Yisroi begins with geirim, with the whole story of Yisroi's conversion. The final pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, the final pasuk in Parshas Yisroi is Mizbach Adomo Taseli, speaks about the Mizbeach. Hashem telling the Yidden different rules and laws about the Mizbeach.